This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 223 for Thursday, January 12th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is rallying on Thursday morning despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean is higher, but European rapeseed is mixed, and Malaysian palm oil is mostly lower. An upswing in crude oil prices continues Thursday morning after recent purchases by China. There was also a 0.1% decline in consumer prices in the United States during the month of December, according to a report released earlier today by the U.S. Labor Department. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The March canola contract is up $6.60 per ton at $838.40. In the U.S., traders are positioning ahead of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's monthly supply-demand estimates and its quarterly grain stocks report, which will all be released later this morning. Corn is steady, soybeans are up, and wheat is down. Analysts are anticipating the projected average U.S. corn yield to be higher than that of December's USDA supply-demand estimates, which would add 6.4 million bushels in production. Carryout is expected to grow by 56.7 million bushels to 1.314 billion. Weekly export sales of U.S. old crop corn are expected to be between 300,000 and 1 million tons. Ethanol production during the week ended January 6th was 943,000 barrels per day, 100,000 more than last week. The March corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.54. The Rosario Grain Exchange in Argentina cut its domestic soybean crop forecast from 49 million tons to 37 million, boosting U.S. futures. The average yield for U.S. soybeans is expected to be 50.3 bushels per acre, while carryout is expected to rise by 13 million bushels to 233 million. Global ending stocks are projected to be 101.5 million tons, 1.2 million less than in December's report. The March soybean contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.01. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at 90,800 tons at the lower end of trade expectations. Analysts believe the USDA will estimate U.S. winter wheat plantings at 34.5 million acres, the most in 6 years. However, U.S. ending wheat stocks are projected to rise slightly to 582 million bushels, with U.S. wheat stocks at 1.347 billion bushels. Both figures would be the lowest in 15 years. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.31. The March Kansas City hard-red wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.16. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $8.98. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, January 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.